Here we go. Thank you so much for listening to the Kathy Lee Parker Show. Oh my word, what's going on in this world today? Our ex-president Donald Trump is being impeached and the trial's going on right now. And with me today I have Dr. Carol Limberman, and she's a PhD psychiatrist.
No, a
psychiatrist. You're a psychiatrist.
Yes, an MD.
An MD psychiatrist. Okay, and she's an author, and she's been on many, like CNN News, Fox News, BBC, and many, many other networks. And also to Good Morning America. Carol, welcome to my show.
Thank you so much.
And I'm sorry about that. PhD, I get that a little mixed up sometimes.
I think maybe you're looking at or thought, I also, in addition to an MD, I also have an MPH, a Master's in Public Health.
Oh, that's what I saw. I got that mixed up. Okay. And it's an honor to have you on my show and especially to talk about the impeachment with Donald Trump. This is really so sad. This is unbelievably sad.
This is something that should not be happening. It is just the work of people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, who are just trying to bully Trump because they have a majority and they were able to get it through to have the impeachment held. One of the things that really disgusts me is the number of Republicans who voted that it was constitutional. I mean, this should never have happened. It's not made for, the Constitution didn't make this rule for a former president. It's only when the president is in office and then would be impeached.
Mm-hmm.
It was just sort of astounding. Well, I don't know why I'm saying astounding. It was astounding in some ways, but also the way the world is going with people sort of betraying each other, not having any loyalty, not having any honor. It's really, and if it was for a noble cause, that would be one thing. But I don't believe that it had to do with them thinking that they were voting their conscience, as they said. It really has to do with people in the Republican Party who think that if they get rid of Trump, that they can get ahead more.
Oh, no. I agree with you. I agree with you. And this impeachment has gone too far, and it's wasting our taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
And we're so in debt anyway. We don't need to keep doing this. And it's right in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, we don't need this. We need to be focusing on that.
Yes, when you think about how much money and how much time the Congress has spent with the first impeachment and this impeachment and all the investigations of the hoax, you know, the Russian hoax. It's just astounding. And meanwhile, Americans just care about the economy and COVID and, you know, much more important kinds of things. And they're wasting their time. They're like little kids on the playground trying to bully Trump because they're jealous of him. Uh-huh. They, did you see the meme? There's a great meme that's been around. It's a bunch of press reporters asking questions of, at that time, President Trump.
Uh-huh.
And they say, you know, they're saying, you did this and you did that and it's all horrible. How do you sleep at night? And he answers, naked and with a supermodel.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cruel. That's cruel.
Well, I don't know that it's cruel. I mean, I think it explains a lot of the jealousy that people in Congress and various politicians and so on have of him, that he is so powerful. I mean, even when Chuck Schumer made a Freudian slip and called the insurrection an erection, that, really says it all. Because it is that people, it's comparing their own manhood, their own to Donald Trump's, and feeling that he's been more of a powerful man than they have been.
Uh-huh. Right.
And Chuck Schumer, for example, has been, and this is jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. Childish jealousy. I was so impressed with our previous president, Donald Trump, for all the way to the very end, you know, that he protected our country. He was still standing up for us, and he was still working. And he's getting the finger, you know. It's like, stop it.
Yes, and Biden has been undoing all the advances and benefits for America, the things that Trump did to make America great again. Biden is undoing it as quickly as possible. Actually, though, it's not really Biden. I mean, we think it's Biden, but it's Obama behind the scenes.
I was going to say that. How can he be behind the scene? Why?
Well, I mean, Biden is just a puppet.
I can see that.
Obama, I mean, Biden, I did a ton of media interviews about leading up to the election and since, talking about all different issues, you know, why we should vote for Trump. But one of the things I talked about a lot is Biden's encroaching dementia. I mean, people knew that, they could just see, you don't really have to be a psychiatrist to see that he has encroaching dementia. There were so many different examples. You know, they would call it gaffes, but it became clear by the end, and certainly now, that they're more than just little funny gaffes. He's losing it. And so he couldn't have written all these executive orders that then he rolled out right after November 3rd. You know, they've had to have been Obama, because Obama wants the power, and the particular thing that he wants, you know, what we're going to be seeing more and more of, we've already begun, is Obama was the president who put us in most danger of terrorism and is most friendly with terrorist countries, like notably Iran. Mm-hmm. And he wants to bring that and other agendas out again, like to continue his presidency, basically. And one of the things that he did, that again, Obama behind Biden did, was to say that they were going to ship the vaccines, the COVID vaccines, to the terrorists in Guantanamo. There are about 40 terrorists left in Guantanamo, in the prison, and he wanted to ship them vaccines. Now, it's not a lot of vaccines, it's only 40, but it's the principle that any terrorist would get a vaccine before the Americans who are asking for it.
Right, right. But it didn't happen, right? It hasn't happened.
It didn't happen because a lot of, like, the 9/11 heroes, you know, people like the head of the fire department from 9/11 and just other people who, you know, represented basically the families, you know, and said, this is terrible that you would be doing this. So people spoke out loudly and it became an embarrassment. And so, but they just put it on pause. They didn't say, okay, we're not going to do this. They just put it on pause. So, you know, if it happens before Americans who want it get the vaccine, I mean, that's just such a slap in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm glad it was stopped. I'm glad it was stopped. Yeah, I don't want terrorists to get it before me. That's not right. And I noticed that our president today, he's like a puppet, just like you said. He's just like a puppet. And I was impressed with Donald Trump being the president for the past 4 years, you know. And if you ever know him, he is a father, a wife, a grandfather. He's really a nice man, you know, but he really wants to protect the country, and it's for his children too, you know, and it's not just for, you know, and he wanted to stand up, and he did it a lot, especially with Israel and a few other leaders, made it peace, you know.
Yes.
And now they want to destroy it. But I think President Donald Trump's got something up his sleeve. I hope he comes back.
I kept thinking that, like, during the after the election, but before the inauguration, I mean, I kept saying that, tweeting about it, putting it on social media, talking about it on my radio show. I called one of my radio shows, something like, does Trump have an ace up his sleeve?
Yes.
And I was saying, also, it's not over till the fat lady sings. I kept expecting something too.
Even my friends who are not really into politics, and, you know, they keep their eye on things that was happening, but they were coming up and telling me, he's got an ace up his sleeve. And I looked at them and I go, really? You believe that? And they said, yes. He's not done yet, you know, and we may come back, but it's going to make them look really bad. The Democrat Party will look really bad, especially when he wins this impeachment, you know, or it gets blown over, you know, and I just don't understand how in the heck are they doing this? And he's not president anymore. And then they're blaming him for the riots. What happened to freedom of speech and our constitutional right for the public? If they want to throw a tanter tantrum and want him to be in the White House and stuff, which is nice, but he shouldn't be blamed for them coming in and doing what, you know, they did in the White House. Yes. I mean, in the Capitol. That was uncalled for.
I agree. I watched television that day. I watched his speech. I watched the whole thing, and never in his speech did he say, he said to go to the Capitol, but peacefully.
Right.
He didn't say go and, you know, destroy things and kill people and, you know, do any of that stuff. And so how they're trying to say that he, and actually today supposedly, I read something about how today the Democrats might have really kind of lost a lot of votes because they were talking, it came out about how some of the people who stormed the Capitol had been planning this. I mean, we know this already. They had been planning this way in advance before Trump's speech. Mm-hmm. So it can't be blamed on him.
Right. Oh, of course not. Of course not. If this happened in our forefathers, you know, President Lincoln, Adam, and so on, I'm sure they're rolling in their grave thinking, what in the heck are they doing to this guy? Because he really did stood up for our country and defend us and build our military back up. And which we need that, you know, and build the wall and protect, you know, American citizens. You know?
Yes, he did so much that other people thought there was no way that he could do, you know, mm-hmm. And especially I love the fact that he moved the Capitol, he moved the American Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv, and there was something else he did that was, it was just in the news today about, anyway, Biden is trying to undo everything, like even including in Israel, and that was the thing. Netanyahu was saying, I know what it was. Was it the Golan? I think it was the Golan Heights, about how Trump had done something like confirming that yes, that does belong to Israel, and now Biden is trying to say no, it doesn't. And Netanyahu, who is only the head of Israel, is saying, you know, that does belong to Israel. I mean, who is Biden to come here and say and decide for Israel, you know, whether the Golan Heights belongs to it or not?
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is quite interesting. Yeah, you know, I know he did a lot for Obama, but it's like, who are you and how did you become our president? And it was a shock that when the election that Donald didn't win, you know, and you know there's something went wrong there. Even my friends, I have good friends in power, you know, in high positions, and they're like, what on earth happened? You know, and they don't even want to think about the new president. They go, I don't know about him. You know, we don't like what he's doing. We are disapproving. Something's not right. And they don't even want to watch the news when he speaks because it makes them
sick. I can't watch him. I can't watch him either, Biden. I wasn't able to watch Obama during his 4 years. So I can't watch Biden either.
I don't understand how some people can support this guy. I saw a little bit on Facebook and I'm like, you know, and Twitter, and I like, how can you support him? You know, don't
well,
what happened to Donald?
The people who voted for Biden didn't really vote for Biden. They voted against Trump. But still, I am one who believes, I mean, I've been doing a lot of looking into this.
That makes
and
sense.
I still believe that the election was stolen. And they're all kinds of, in all kinds of ways, from the computers to the ballots being postdated or predated or all these different things that went on, mm-hmm. you know, that the courts refused to look at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't understand that. Why are they turning their head? And especially the Supreme Court. I was shocked.
Yes.
Like, you're supposed to be protecting our president.
Yes.
Why are you turning your back on him when he needs you the most? And I noticed that too. You know how the old saying, when you something goes wrong, you can tell who's really your friends?
Yes, right.
And I saw that Donald walked a little bit alone. Like, who are you? Why aren't you protecting me?
Well, yes, and the three people, the three justices who he appointed to the Supreme Court, and they wouldn't even look at this. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that the Congress or the Supreme Court should have just decided to make Donald the president, but they should have at least investigated, done an in-depth investigation mm-hmm. as to what, to whether there was something wrong with the voting.
Right. They didn't even investigate. That made me mad, too. I go, why are they checking this out? Why aren't they doing their homework? You know, and I, what really makes me mad is that how, well, see, Donald went out on the lawn of the White House and greeted his people that were behind him before he was out of the White House. And I thought, oh, what, how good, how nice. That's great. He just went out and said a few words and talked to them and thanked them for supporting him. It was more of thank you for supporting me. And, you know, not, they're picking on that too. And I'm like, this is crazy. You know, and the trial, he has a right to step out if he wants to greet his people. I mean, he, you know, or his supporters,
uh-huh.
you know, but, you know, no, Donald would never, ever, I'll stand behind this because I have friends who know him very well, and they tell me stuff, and they said, no, he would never, ever, you know, tell them to go do the Capitol. Yeah. And what about mm-hmm. the policemen that were there? They were taking pictures.
Yeah.
That made me nauseated. Like, what on earth? It's a
song. Well, it was kind of interesting, though, to see how some of the police and I mean, first of all, they had been warned days before. They could have done more to protect the Capitol. That's not Donald's fault. You know, they just ignored all the warnings that they were getting that there could be a storming of the Capitol, and they just totally ignored it. Like, I'm sure you saw the video of this one guy at the top of the stairs with this mob coming up the stairs, and just one Capitol police officer.
Yeah, and he was videoing it. Yeah, I saw that. I saw it was terrible. But yeah, and one police officer. But what I don't understand is that I mean, I live in Salt Lake City, and if there was a riot, which there was during the summer, they know how to protect. You know what I mean? They know how to stand in a row and to protect the buildings and stuff. They know what to do. How come in Washington, D.C., they didn't do that?
Yes.
They, like, stepped aside and let them go through. So that's a setup. Come on, that's a setup.
Well, I think that because the police in general favored Trump because he was trying to protect them. He was trying to, you know, protect them from getting killed by mobs just in all the various states, you know, like mm-hmm. Seattle and Oregon and things like that. And so on the whole, the police voted for Trump. And I think that that they agreed with the mob, hurting people or stealing things or things like that. But they definitely felt like the election should be investigated.
I agree. Should have been investigated. And I noticed when they were going into the Capitol, that when they mobbed, they were going down the. It was so funny. I'm like, you know, normally you would rush in, but they were going down the Usher, you know, where they rope things off, which I was grateful for that. But if they did any destruction or anything like that, I'm sorry, our president shouldn't be, Donald Trump should not be blamed for that. That's, you know, that's their freedom of choice and what they were doing. But they were going in and they were trying to get to the Senate room. They were mad. I mean, he has no control on their anger and their behavior.
Well, and it's such a double standard, and that was is being brought out in the impeachment trial. It's begun at least to be brought out, that it's such a double standard when Black Lives Matter and friends held all the riots all over the United States, you know, for this past year, still actually are in places are rioting and looting. You know, those people, most of them didn't even get arrested. And if they did get arrested, they were let go the next day. So that's how those people were treated. And yet the people who stormed the Capitol are treated totally opposite. They're being hunted down, you know, and arrested. And I mean, it's such an opposite to how these other riots are treated. And I don't know, I must say, I am very concerned for our country. I have trouble sleeping worrying about the direction our country is going towards socialism, communism, towards everybody who doesn't agree with Biden and Obama being canceled, you know, from social media and from just from jobs. It's really a war that's happening.
And I'm afraid that our country is going to get divided. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think it is already divided. What do you mean?
I think it's, yeah, it's going to be divided. It may be another war. You know what I mean? And like another civil war.
Yeah. Well,
That's.
yes. I mean, yes, I think that that's happening. Not yet with so much with armed conflict, but it certainly is happening. Things like, you know, like the schools being in San Francisco, schools are well, statues and schools, all these things are have been attacked. You know, when they started taking down all the statues of George Washington and all these different, you know, people in the history, they want to destroy the history, destroy the flag, destroy the national anthem, all of that. And it's really, I mean, there's, in fact, I just read a study this morning about how they did a study and asked people whether they feel patriotic or measuring their patriotism to the United States. And 80% of people said that like this was the best country or this was or they're proud to be an American. Words to that effect. 80%, why not 100%?
Dang. Yes, it's so sad. There's something I want to ask you. Will there be enough Republicans to support to convict Trump?
To support convicting him, you mean
Yeah.
going over?
Yeah.
Well, I certainly hope not. I mean, it is very worrisome that there were all these Republicans who voted that they should have the trial in the first place, but it was constitutional. So anything could happen. And that's another thing. You know, the people in Congress who are being paid by China, you know, things like looking at Mitch McConnell, for example, who you know, who was pretty much a supporter of Trump, did an about face, you know, right during this
Yes,
election.
I
And
noticed
it was like,
that.
who are you? What did you do with Mitch McConnell? And there's all this, I mean, there have been reports about this. I'm not making it up. I don't know it for a fact, certainly, but there have been reports about, and it's certainly believable, that China has been paying off people in Congress. So perhaps they paid off some of these Republicans who voted that, yes, let's have an impeachment trial. I mean, it's either that or people have just lost their minds.
I think both. I think both. I see here that like 17 Republicans will need to join them. No, they don't have the right to join the Democrats. I mean, no, no. If they do, I'll be disappointed. This is just like you said, it's our country is at war. It's more of a, it's not arm war, but it's a, power.
Yes, and even Pence, I'm so disgusted with Pence. He was a nothing. I mean, yes, he was a governor of Indiana, but he was, no one really. He wasn't a household name, so to speak. Trump did so much for him by making him choosing him to be the vice president, and he didn't even say that Congress should investigate the election. I mean, clearly he's thinking or hoping that he's gonna be voted president in 2024. And he doesn't have a chance in hell. I mean, who would he's about as exciting as Biden. I mean, he doesn't talk, and he did it for his own political aspirations rather than what was right.
I wonder how Biden sleeps at night.
Not naked with a supermodel. His wife is very nice or very sweet, she seems, but
No, she's not a model. And that's another thing too. Donald Trump was married to a beautiful woman. I like the fact that she was, she didn't, when she speaks, she speaks. But she was a little bit fed up, you can tell. With what happened to the Capitol, that was uncalled for. Totally
Yes,
uncalled for.
but she certainly wasn't blaming her husband. She said, yes, there shouldn't be this violence and so on. But I was very impressed with her. I think she was a really very gracious first lady, and she
Right.
did do a lot of things that really didn't get publicized, in the mainstream media, but visiting kids in hospitals and schools and all kinds of things.
Yes.
And when she spoke, she spoke so graciously.
Yes, very, yeah. Yes. And but anyway, but make the long story short, I just don't like what's happening with this impeachment. It's wasting our taxpayers' money. He's not the president anymore. Why are you doing this? Leave him alone. I had to say it.
Well, and another aspect of that is for those people who were in the Capitol on the day that it was stormed, for those Congress people, men and women, many of them would have PTSD if they were in the building, if they were really frightened for their life. I mean, some of them hid under desks and things like that. So some of them were really frightened for their life. So that it is likely that they have post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, people who have post-traumatic stress disorder should not be voting on things like whether or not to count the electoral college votes, and should not be voting on impeachment.
Right. I agree. Correct.
I mean, they're that it means that they can't think straight.
You're so funny. Yeah, but yeah, that's true. That's true. But yeah, I remember something. I gotta let you know. When this is when President Ford was in the took over from Nixon, and my uncle at the time was working for the president, and he got elected and everything. He was an aide. He was his first aide to the president. And my grandfather, I was 13. I went to visit, White House and everything, and got to walk around. It was pretty cool in those days. And I remember we're standing outside with my grandfather, and he was holding my hand, and he said, "I just feel so sorry for your generation. You have no idea what's coming." And I looked at him kind of puzzled, like, "What do you mean, grandfather? I don't understand." He said, "Just stay close to the Constitution, hang on to that, believe in that your constitution rights." And I said, okay. I was 13, but I was fascinated to be in the White House. But make the long story short, yeah, there's a lot of things that happened with Nixon, and Now the same thing with Donald Trump and beating him up. Leave him alone. You know, he's not our president right now. I'm so puzzled. I'm so confused. It's like, no, this should not be happening to him. He defended and protected our country. Hello, people.
Yes.
You know, he really protected us. Yeah, he's outspoken in some words and stuff, but, you know, that's Donald. Let him be who, you know, he's human. He said what he said on his mind sometimes, but he's old school, you know. I'll tell it like it is. You know what I mean? That old school. And but anyway, but make the long story short, he doesn't have dementia. He's not, he still stands strong and firm. But I just wasn't pleased that he really protected our country right to the end. I mean, he was still working, you know, trying to keep us safe. And I mean,
whatever people want to say about him, he was more devoted. He loved, you know, with his whole heart, loved this country. He wasn't doing it like, you know, he wasn't doing it. He certainly wasn't doing it for the money.
No.
And he wasn't doing it for the attention or, you know, he was trying. I mean, his actions speak louder than words, and everything he did so much. And when you think about how every day of the 4 years, it wasn't just about trying to get certain policies enacted and so on, which is hard enough, but it was fighting all the Democrats, all the people fighting the first impeachment, fighting just on every front, having to fight people and hearing things about himself in the media every day, all these horrible things. I mean, it is amazing that he got half of what he got done.
Right. Right. Because most presidents, when they... especially with the Bush campaign, both of them, you know, when one took, you know, when they leave, they like, oh, well, whatever, you know, hear from them for like a month and a half, you know, and then after November 11th, when the new president comes in, you just don't hear from them. And I'm like, are you still there with us? Are you still taking care of us? Where Donald's took care of us, you know, or protected us, especially with the wall, you know, how he demanded that being put up and, you know, so much more. And yet now they want to destroy it.
Yes. And he did more than any other president in regard to terrorism, keeping us safe from terrorism, which is, I think, one of the number one things that, the number one thing that a president is
supposed to
be concerned with.
Mm-hmm. Right. You said it. You're right. Well, we're going to go into a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, this is Sabrina, the owner of Math Beast EQ'd. I believe mathematics is the most important subject students should learn, but sometimes traditional schooling isn't enough. I have a classroom space in Bluffdale, Utah, or we can use Google Meet or Skype. Call me at 385-515-8600. Let's help your student become a beast at math so they can be a beast at life.
Hi, my name is Drusilla. I am the founder and owner of Drusilla's Closet. I've created a unique system to organize your pantry and kitchen. The system also works great in various parts of your home and garage. Also in my closet, I have unique furniture, art, and decor. You can find us on Facebook, Drusilla's Closet, or call at 435-224-9266.
Hey, this is Rocktop Construction. Rocktop is a family-owned business based out of Utah. We specialize in replacing worn or storm-damaged roofs and understand how to assist homeowners with property claims. For reliable service and the best value on a quality and energy-efficient roof, call Rocktop Construction at 801-567-1234. We have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Again, that's 801-567-1234 to find out more about how we can protect your home.
Thank you for staying with me. I'm sitting here with Dr. Carol Lieberman, and we are talking about the Donald Trump impeachment trial and more. This is very interesting what's going on in our country. It's almost embarrassing. Do you agree?
Yes, it's very embarrassing. Other countries are looking at us and wondering what is going on. You know, it is ruining our reputation all over the world. It's tarnishing us, you know, from the country, the number one country in the world. I mean, Trump said America first, and we were. I mean, we have been all along, except now it's America last. Now it's America last and terrorists first. I created that hashtag, terrorists first. It was in regard to when I started posting about the vaccines going to the terrorists in Guantanamo. You know, I said, and now it's in the Biden Obama administration, it's terrorists first.
Mm. Yes. And because I have some friends like in India and London, and they're saying to me, what's going on? Why are they picking on Donald Trump? They liked him, you know, and I'm sure some of the leaders are looking at this like, what on earth did he do wrong? You know, why are they bringing this up when he did so much for us? And he brought peace to the country again. And I like the fact that Donald built up our military.
Yes.
We needed that. It was getting a little thin there, but he really built that back up where it should be. And now the Democrats want to destroy that too, you know?
Yes.
And I'm worried about them being laid off, or we don't need you're not hiring more military, you know, young men and women. Really put their heart into it. I have a nephew that's really high up in the military, and he really protects our country as well. And you would never know, you know, he's like a family man, but he's a colonel, and he's telling me some stuff that he just shakes his head and like, you know, we need to protect our country because things are getting bad out there. Terrorism. And,
yes, you know, a lot of people aren't realizing that, everyone's so preoccupied with coronavirus and politics, and they are forgetting about the fact that terrorists haven't forgotten about us.
Right.
They are still planning to attack us and take us over and so on. And so we do still need, and the only reason why there haven't been attacks, major attacks in the U.S. in this last, in 2020, and since 2020, you know, continuing, is because we are not, we're not collected in crowds, either on the street or in concerts or other kinds of places where you could have a suicide bomber come and kill and injure a lot of people. But they are, I do a podcast every week called The Terrorist Therapist Show. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always researching what's going on. And they are, you know, arming themselves more, getting ready, continuing to increase their ability to attack us. And with Obama, Biden in power, they are going to have a better chance certainly than when Trump was in power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's frightening. That's got a lot of my friends, my social media friends concerned, you know, that they're worried that there's going to be something happen this year because it's not over yet. And we have to deal with our new president for another, you know, 4 years, and they're worried, you know, what's going to happen to him. You know, and who's going to take over from him? You know, they don't want, they don't want some of the things that are going to, may happen. Mm-hmm. And if it does, then we're in big trouble. We're in so much trouble. War will be more implied. Oh, and another thing, too, is that before Donald left the White House, have you noticed that the guns and ammo, the citizens went, I saw it lined up, especially here in Salt Lake City. They were lining up, buying more ammo, and getting guns. Yes, they went around the corner, quite a few of the places that sell that stuff. And I'm like, dang, what's the long line? And I looked over like, oh my gosh, are they buying?
Yes.
And I heard it was ammo, because some had already had guns, but they were buying ammo. Then I said, we just need to get ready. And I'm like, I don't think it'll go that far. I hope not. But still, you know, I know Utahns are very protective. I mean, every household around here has ammo and guns, especially in my neighborhood. I mean, I live in a very high-end, you know, middle-class, high-end homes here in Utah, and all my neighbors have ammo and guns just to protect. And they're you know, and they can, some are military, some are not, but they're just protecting, because I want to protect my family and my home. So, you know, they don't say anything about the United States, just to protect my family and home.
Yes.
And what's really sad is our children are looking at things differently too. Our children, they don't need to know about this stuff. They need to be being educated. And, you know, here they're in elementary school and they're saying to the parents, what's going on, mom and dad? What's happening? What happened to Donald Trump? Why are they picking on him? Yeah, the younger generation like Donald Trump. I know that. I've heard that. So, and then, well, this is disappointing. Why did, I mean, not why, but we know why, but like Twitter and Facebook banned Donald Trump. And I'm like, come on, where happened to our freedom of speech?
Yes, the idea, and it's not so much Trump, it's the idea of how did they have the power to ban a sitting U.S. president, whoever it was. You know, since when, why would a social media company be able to ban the president of the United States? It makes no sense. We are becoming China. We're becoming Russia. We are losing our freedoms left and right. And people need to wake up to this.
I agree. Do you ever find any, because you do a host, you know, you host your own show, do you find any threats that some of the things that you bring on or guests that you bring on?
No, not that I'm aware of anyway, but sometimes on social media, people will write sort of negative things to, you know, what I say, but not so much really.
Yeah. I haven't had anything yet either, but I try to keep it on a conservative level, but then there's times I get really mad. Like I want to say what I want to say, but you know, I want to protect my listeners too. So, you know, but I do want to educate them. And that's why I brought you on, and to help me educate them that this impeachment is ridiculous. It should not be happening. It's wasting our taxpayers' money. And I know our children are looking at this. Well, if he can do this or he can do that, I can do it too. And it brings into a lower level of our community. But like you said, now you got me wondering too, because you mentioned earlier about Obama behind this. That really makes me mad. That's not right. He needs to keep his paws out. He's not the president anymore.
Well, and you know, it's funny because at first he wasn't supporting he didn't know who was going to win. So he kept in the shadows during the election for the most part. He came out at the end to make sure, or trying to make sure that Biden would win once Biden was nominated. But he was trying to keep it open, because he knew whoever it was, he was going to want to try to be behind them. Although I don't think that a lot of the other people who were running for president as a Democrat, I don't know that it wouldn't have been as easy to make them a puppet as it is making Biden a puppet.
Yep, that's true. But it's so sneaky and so dishonest. Yeah, I mean, I was there in the White House when President Ford was there. I can't even imagine all these years what's been going on, and my grandfather looking down at me and so worried about me and my future. And I can't even imagine what's happening. It's sad. Yeah. I have to explain a few things to my friends in other countries. They're like, what's going on? What's happening?
Yes.
That's embarrassing. You know, we're supposed to be leaders of the world, leaders of, you know, be a good example to our other countries. And yeah. Yes. And, oh, I know what's happened. Somebody tweeted me and said, and it was from someone from London, and said, I'm glad I'm not an American citizen.
Huh.
And I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
It makes us look bad. But, yeah, we're losing our rights, our freedom of speech. You know, now the police and government are trying to tell us what we can do, where we can go. And the same thing with the Donald Trump trial. It's happening right now, and it's so sad. It's just so sad. And we haven't heard anything from Donald yet. He's staying kind of quiet.
Yes. I think he's going to have an ace up his sleeve. Maybe not to have won the presidency this year, but I think he's going to be making an announcement probably after the impeachment trial is over. You know, he's waiting for that. But I still believe he has an ace up his sleeve.
Yeah, yeah.
And because I think he cares too. He's not going to be able to turn it off. Like, he cares too much for this country to not speak out in some way and just watch it go down the tubes.
Yeah, yeah, he will say something and get the last word in, you know, and this is my country too. So have you been, like you said, you've been keeping an eye on the Trump impeachment as well as me, and
yes.
And it's really sad. And how long do you think it's going to be going on? What's your opinion on that?
That I don't really know. I mean, I know there was one of Trump's lawyers had originally asked that it not continue on a Saturday because he's a religious Jew, but then he said it's okay, you can go on Saturday. I was a little disappointed that he said that, but it might have been because he was hoping that it would be
over
sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. And what I don't like too with this trial, they're picking on every little thing he did in the White House. And I'm thinking, no. Stay focused on what you want to impeach him for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And how do you think this is, I think I might have mentioned it earlier, but how do you think this is affecting the COVID-19 effect, the proceeding?
Well, it's making, it's really having a bad effect on Americans' mental health, no matter whether they're Democrats or Republicans. It's more trauma on our heads. and that the more stress we are going through, the more vulnerable we are to coronavirus, because stress weakens the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So really, this is causing more people to get infected or to develop COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and make us more ill, and yeah, this is really sad. I just don't like what's going on, and we may be not doing the physical war, but we're in a political war. Our country is in.
Yes, a what war did you say? Not a physical, but a what?
More of a political
politician. Political. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. So give me your opinion on the, as a psychiatrist, what would you say to my listeners or anybody out there about this impeachment? You know, don't watch it, or what would you advise, your advice?
Well, whether people watch it or not, they should keep in mind two things. One, that this is totally political, and it's a bunch of bullies who are jealous of Donald Trump, who are really afraid of his power, who are angry at all the things that he did while he was in office, despite all their best efforts to try to get in the way of the accomplishments that he made. And they should also realize that some of these congressmen, the ones who were in the Capitol at the time of the storming, that they may be suffering from PTSD and therefore not able to make competent judgments. I mean, I would love to do that, to declare them all incompetent and to say that whatever decision they make just shouldn't stand because they weren't competent to make a decision. You know, my day job is as a forensic psychiatrist testifying in trials. And so a lot of cases I deal with have to do with determining competency. Like, for example, somebody's parent dies and all the kids are arguing over the will, and some are trying to say that this isn't the will, or the person had undue influence by one of the siblings, and so, you know, I have to figure out whether somebody is competent or not to have signed the will at that time, or to have made the will at that time. And so there are specific ways that you determine mental competency, and I think we should have given all these people mental competency tests before we allowed them to vote on whether to accept the electors' votes and whether to go ahead with the impeachment trial.
Right, I agree with it 110%, Carol, Dr. Carol. I agree with you. This has gone, and it's also gone too far. And what would you say to, as a psychiatrist, with children that are asking about this impeachment to their parents and teachers, what would be a good advice to give them?
Well, you know, parents, it's an opportunity to teach kids about the Constitution, but to be fair, you need to really teach them that there is a question, at least, about whether it was constitutional to have gone ahead with this impeachment trial or not. And then, you know, of course, parents are going to give kids their slant, you know, on if depending upon whether they're Democrats or Republicans, but they should try to remain neutral and just talk about this in terms of rules of the Constitution and Congress, and, you know, talking about different parts of the government and that kind of thing. And talking about, to be fair, talking about the things that Trump did while he was in office that really helped America.
Yeah, I think the children know that, because they were, you know, there's a lot of children that I know and around my neighborhood, as well as my other friends, and they not once said nothing bad about Donald Trump. They said, why is he not our president? That's the number one thing they asked, is why is he not our president? Where did this guy come from? You know, it's like a puppet. He's been planted. You know, this was planned out. But anyway, we can talk about the trial forever. But yes, the number one thing is that also, too, you are an author of, did you say, two books that you've just written on relationships?
Well, I can't really talk about the, I mean, I'll tell you the titles of everything, but I really don't have the time to continue talking anymore about anything.
Okay.
But my books, I have four published books, some best-selling, some award-winning. And my first one was Bad Boys, Why We Love Them, How to Live with Them, and When to Leave Them. And I also wrote a relationship book called Bad Girls, Why Men Love Them and How Good Girls Can Learn Their Secrets. And then I wrote two books about terrorism. The first one was published in London at the one-year anniversary of their 9/11, which was 7/7. And it's called Coping with Terrorism, Dreams Interrupted. And my latest one is called Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. And the first half of it is for parents and teachers, grown-ups, and it answers questions like how to answer your kids' most frequent questions about terrorism, and just a whole bunch, how to make your family, make your kids more resilient, what to do as a family. And then the second half of the book is a picture book about terrorism, and also 10 things that kids can do on their own to build their resilience.
That's good. I'm glad that you read some things relating to help the children, parents to help their children in this crazy world that we're living in. It's crazy out there. And well, anyway, I'd like to thank you for coming on my show. It was really fun, Dr. Carol. I want to bring you back, and especially to talk about the books that you've written. You got some really good ones, and we could take a topic and or two and talk about them.
Okay, sure.
Okay. And anything else you want to say? How do you want to let them know? Oh, your website. You got a website out there that they can reach?
Sure. I have a few websites. There's drcarole.com, which is drcarole.com, and terroristtherapist.com.
Yes, she does. I highly recommend you to check out these websites, and I'm sure there are emails there as well. You can write to her if you have any concerns. So thank you so much, Dr. Carole, for coming on, and you have an amazing day, and be safe.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to thank you so much for tuning in to the Kathy Lee Parker Show. Until then, have a great and safe day. Bye-bye.